Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Hoax bomb threats have rattled the parents of Mount Nebo Middle School.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a glimpse at how local authorities are responding. Peter?
Amanda, students streamed off of Mount Nebo Middle School campus on Tuesday in a full evacuation. It's the third threat in just 2 weeks, and police are doing their best to cast a wide net.
There is a lot of work that goes into trying to figure out who they are, trying to identify if it's a hoax threat or if it's a substantial threat. And you have to treat those threats as if they are legitimate.
That's Department of Public Safety School Safety Liaison Jeremy Barnes talking to KSL-TV. They say that this is the third event happening in the school district, and it's been affecting other schools as well. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Parents and patients say they've had enough of these repeated threats.
Oh, it's just frustrating. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I really just can't wrap my head around the world that we live in right now.
Kimberly Clark spoke with KSL-TV saying the threats are a big disruption and they need to stop.
For the fourth time in a matter of weeks, police have recovered a gun at or near Roy High School. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, police say they recovered a loaded gun on a student back on April 11th, and then just about a week later, they found a second and third gun. And then just yesterday, near a neighborhood near Roy High School, the school actually decided to put themselves in a secure hold status where it's not a lockout, but they basically don't let anyone in or out at the time. So what they did was they found several what they described as juveniles running around. Someone who called 911 said they believe they were flashing gang signs. Police say that when they found them, they located a gun on one of those kids, and they were a student at Roy High School. That those juveniles were taken into custody, but a school spokesperson did say that this has become a little bit of a concerning trend, and they are advising everyone to continue reporting suspicious activity and to not be quiet about things that look concerning in the community. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District is narrowing the options of a potential split, which could eventually be presented to voters this fall. The district board voted on different plans to continue studying, and they tell KSL if a division happens, they prefer an east-west split. Some district leaders say they still feel the best option is to keep the district together the way it is.
A few hundred protesters showed up at the University of Utah again last night, but then moved to the county jail. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
University confirming about 200 gathered in President's Circle about 6 p.m. They then marched to the Salt Lake County Jail, where they demanded one of the event's organizers who had been arrested be released. University commended the peaceful nature of the protests, but were prepared in case things got out of control. They handed out flyers that included the do's and don'ts of protesting. The person who was arrested so far has faced only misdemeanor charges, including trespassing, failure to disperse, and disorderly conduct. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Clashes are breaking out this morning on the campus of UCLA. People in competing protests have been seen throwing objects at each other, and police have moved in. ABC's Chris Christie watched it unfold from a news chopper.
These scuffles break out one after another. Lots of very heavy sticks, very heavy barricades, scooters, all types of things being employed to inflict harm.
UCLA says the encampments being set up on campus are unlawful and a violation of school policy.
The Sundance Film Festival is exploring other locations, and another film festival has announced it is moving from Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the Slam Dance Film Festival announced it will be moving to Los Angeles next year. This was posted on social media yesterday, saying, quote, "It's a chance to dive deeper into our mission to uplift indie filmmakers and connect with even more of you," close quote. They promised to continue their commitment to diversity, inclusivity, and accessibility. Slam Dance has been hosted in Park City for the past 30 years. Their decision comes only weeks after Sundance announced it, too, would be looking for a new venue. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Let's get that first look traffic check first thing this morning with Andy Farnsworth.
And it looks like a pretty good start this morning. Crash-free so far and delay-free so far. You might see some heavy traffic on I-80 in Parley's Canyon, and that's about it right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The way doctors treat cancer is changing.
When we think of cancer treatments, we often think of chemotherapy, which not only kills the cancer cells, but also kills any other quickly dividing cells like those in the digestive tract or hair follicles. Dr. Teresa Warner is the deputy director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. She says now they're using treatments that can target a patient's specific cancer.
Oftentimes, we use a combination of these therapies. So sometimes people can get chemotherapy and a targeted therapy. Sometimes they can get a targeted therapy and an immune therapy. Sometimes they can get two immune therapy agents as well to target their cancer. So we have a whole armamentarium of medications that we can use now to fight cancers.
She says one advantage of these new treatments is that they can often treat the cancer without as many side effects. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Real Salt Lake takes on Sporting Kansas City this weekend here at home after having a lot of success on the road.
They haven't had this good of a record on the road for 10 years. RSL Vice President of Communications Trey Fitzgerald says the players have less distractions and bond as a team when they're away from home.
When RSL goes on the road, there's a little bit of a us against the world mentality.
For 2023 and 2024, they've had 15 wins and 10 draws at their away games. Now they have to bring that same energy back to their home games, starting this Saturday against their rivals, Kansas City. And since it's Star Wars night at the stadium for May the 4th, maybe a little bit of the Force can help them clinch the win. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
BYU's crowded quarterback room thinned out a little bit. The Cougars just added former USU QB McKay Hillstead, but now they're losing former Springville High star Ryder Burton. Burton never saw the field in Provo and hits the transfer portal with 4 years of eligibility remaining.
Yeah, I think the transfer portal spring version just closed, or maybe today's the last day. So craziness with all the changes on everybody's roster. A softball coach who has been helping kids for 50 years is finally retiring. Butch, and I hope I get the last name right, Lady, coached his final game yesterday. Assistant coach Katie Tanner tells KSL-TV that Lady did more than just coach on the field.
He was my batting coach growing up. He helped me get to college. I played collegiately. He called me every week and checked in on me.
Lady was a close friend and former teammate with Larry H. Miller and Gail Miller, was there at the Lady's last game to thank him for the decades of service. By the way, the team won its final game.
Wow. I had forgotten Larry H. Miller was a big softball. He played softball, didn't he?
He loved softball and baseball.
And baseball, yeah.
And that's, you know, the whole story behind why that stadium is being built or being proposed to be built in the neighborhood he grew up in.
I love that.
Out there by Fair Park.
That's beautiful.